place if a girl came and she wanted to change her dress, you know, you had to come from some distance. Well, we'd have them come from Ben Addy, Lake Providence, and Roll Fork, come over here to dances. We'd have a big dance. But just the community would, any time you could get together, get a bunch of young people together, and we'd go over there and dance for our big troll, and had a piano. The young people bought a piano and put it in there. And we had two or three people who played there. Had one elderly lady that played always, played gospel, and she's the one on play all the time. We couldn't dance by her music. Just for gathering, but we had people, we would have the band, that, well, we had Bud Scott from Natchez a number of times, mm-hmm. and band from Greenville, but it was a real good band down Lake Providence. And there was a ferry across about 10 miles below Milesville, where you could go over there. Well, you could carry your car across at that time, if you had one, you wanted to carry across. But we've gone over there many a time to dance in Lake Providence. Go over on the 6 o'clock ferry in the afternoon and come back on the 6 and in the morning dance. Go to the hotel or go to a friend's house and dress, bathe and dress and go to the dance and just have time to change our clothes, get on our ferry and come back. And then we'd have dances in Milesville.
Yes,
get this little band from Lake Providence. The reason we liked it, it was real good. It wasn't as large, but it was real good. And that band would play all night long. And the boys, you see, would hire the band, and the girls would punish, and their parents would punish the refreshments. And dance all night long. Just get on. I was left a minute day all day long.
I was talking with a man up there, and he said he was dating a girl at Mrs. Now, he's only, Mr. Murray Alexander's about 50. And he was telling me about it, MSCW? Yeah, or the Mississippi State College for Women.
Uh-huh, they call it the W,
right.
MSCW.
When they were dancing, they had a chaperone come around with a ruler. And it was, and she wouldn't let them dance more than a foot. So, times have, of course, nowadays, he said, nowadays, back in old days, a lot of old kids, the kids when they came to school, they all went down
the street. I went over to this high school to a dance once. I believe it was out the country club, and I said, how in the world do you know who they're dancing with? They even turned back to me.
Kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you can't get people to dance together anymore, I think.
I don't believe you can.
But what sort of stuff would they play for you? What sort of song?
It was just all the popular music that you wanted.
Yes, ma'am.
And the waltzes, I mean, they played that. They played foxtrots. And,
now, girls would learn to play the piano. Boys would play, did they have those little things they'd play?
No, the boys, we didn't have it around here. Harps that you used to play, but they never did. We didn't have any here who played them much. They may have. Now, I will tell you, we had some of the men that were older than I was played violin, and it was just beautiful.
What about the ones that they would?
Juice hops?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't much music, though.
No, that's true.
I've seen the kids try to get them and try their best. They just try their best to play tunes on, but they wouldn't make much of it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Now, when your daddy would sharpen, you say his knife, he had something in the house that he would always...
A rock that he sharpened it on.
Okay.
And then he had a grinding rock that he sharpened the axes and the hatchets and all those kind of things and sharp.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm.
But his knife, he had that stone. I don't know what kind of stone. I have one of them over here now that my husband had belonged to my daddy.